You're listening to a podcast from the Christian Medical Fellowship.
Hello there, it's Andrew Horton here, CMF's media producer, fresh back from the Junior Doctors Conference 2011 at Hoathorpe Hall in Leicestershire. Well, I say freshly back, I've actually got a bit of a cold, but never mind, we soldier on. Okay, now what a great conference it was. If you were there, I know you had a great time. If you missed it, never mind, there will always be one next year. If you're not a junior doctor and you're listening to this, don't despair. There's much to take away from this podcast, whatever level of training or experience you're at as a doctor. Now, Giles Cattermole, who's the head of student ministries at CMF, led the Bible teaching sessions throughout the conference, and he was looking at the writings of Solomon and the key message that we're not on a retreat, we're here to reload and rearm, ready to get back on the front line. Very powerful stuff there from Giles. Now, we'll be putting some of Giles' talks up as podcasts, hopefully in the near future, so stay listening for those. But for now, I want to focus on a guy called Michael Bryant, or Mikey B, as he's known to his friends on Facebook, at least, as I've found out with the new Facebook group, which I'll be telling you a little bit about later. Now, I caught up with Mikey at the end of the conference to hear his story of how he got involved with CMF, his passion for international ministry, and how he's grown as a Christian and a doctor through that ministry. Okay, let's get Mikey to introduce himself.
Hi, I'm Mikey Bryant. I'm a doctor from South Wales, currently studying the Diploma of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene in Liverpool, having spent a year working with Mercy Ships in Sierra Leone. When I was a fresher, actually, starting in Cardiff University in the medical school there, I was part of a buddy scheme where you're with your first year and you're partnered with a group of second years, and one of them was a CMF member, and she kind of introduced me to a lot of CMF people. Then I joined the CMF Medical Students Committee and gradually got more involved through there. So I went to a few conferences when I was a student, and then when I was going overseas to Sierra Leone, I was contacted by a lady called Vicky Levy, who's the international person for CMF, and she asked if I'd be interested in coming to this weekend to present a seminar.
And what was your seminar about? Tell us about it.
My seminar was firstly describing some of my experiences working with Mercy Ships in Sierra Leone. And secondly, and more importantly, the aim was to inspire junior doctors to consider the challenge of overseas mission, consider the challenge of serving the most poor and needy in our world and sharing the gospel with them at the same time.
Why is it so important as a CMF member to take part in these opportunities that are given to you? You know, it's part of taking the whole experience, isn't it?
Yes. I certainly think there is a biblical mandate to care for the poorest and the most needy. For example, the first words of Jesus in Luke's Gospel in chapter 4, saying that the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on him because he's been anointed to preach good news to the poor and to the needy, and to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and sight to the blind. And that is very much something that as Christians, we can get involved with. As Christian doctors, we can bring healing. And more importantly, we can bring the good message of Jesus. We can bring the gospel, which does bring people eternal freedom. So I certainly think when overseas opportunities do come, that's something that should be taken.
And tell us a little bit more about the nitty-gritty of what you were doing in your trips for Mercy Ships.
Well, I was working in quite a specific role. I was working in an outpatient clinic for children aged 12 and under. The hospital I was in was part run by Mercy Ships and also part run by a charity called the Gloag Foundation. And I was involved in consultations 4 days a week with children under 12, with their mums usually there as well, occasionally dads or grandparents. We did that from Monday to Thursday. On a Friday, we had a vaccination program running. I also started a teaching program for some of the nurses. As well as that, we have a maternity unit, so occasionally I'd get involved in treating some of the neonates as they if they were unwell and required treatment.
And was it difficult? I mean, if there were other CMF members that were interested in going on something like this, what would you say to them? Is it something they should be worried or nervous about, or is it a really good opportunity to take?
Yes, it's a very good opportunity to take. I think it's only natural and human to feel nervous about these kind of things. I think the key is definitely planning and organising, being realistic about what doctors can offer at their specific level. For example, as an FY2 working in what was essentially a primary care setting, I was quite comfortable with the choices I was being asked to make and the clinical management I was being asked to do. However, if someone had said to me, for example, just coming out of FY2, you're going to run a paediatric intensive care unit or a sort of neurosurgical unit, I'd say, well, actually, I'm not experienced enough for that. So I think it's very important juniors going overseas make sure that what they're going into is something that is at the same level as their training, that it's something they can do comfortably, where they are a blessing to the place they're going to and not adding a burden requiring sort of constant supervision and watching over. So while I'd say go for it, if that is what the Lord has called you to do, be prayerful and be planning in terms of exactly where and how and the logistics.
And just how would you sum up then what these overseas trips have done for you as a Christian and as a doctor?
Well, if I can start by answering for me as a doctor, because that's probably simpler. For me as a doctor, it's really given me a lot more confidence in my ability to make clinical decisions. It's certainly enhanced my ability to do teaching, to be able to come into a situation, assess the learning needs of various nursing staff, and then provide something which is tailored to them and bringing them forward and then assessing how they've been able to respond to that. It's been an experience which has made me far less reliant on using lots of invasive investigations and actually realizing you can do a great deal with clinical sort of diagnosis only, and that is hugely important. I would say it's definitely made me a better doctor. Whether or not that'll be sort of recognized by various MMC interview panels, I'm unsure, but I would say for me it's made me a far better doctor than I was in last August when I sort of left to go. As a Christian, it's been extremely faith-building. There have been times when I've realized that I think as Christians, we all sort of know in our heads that we're not enough on our own. Sometimes when you put yourself in these situations, that head knowledge can be put sort of right into your heart. And that can be at times a bit of a shock, but it does really make you realize that relying on God is actually the only thing that will get us through. I certainly think of times when prayed with patients and for patients and we saw miraculous things happen, and that's been very faith building for me. So yes, I've definitely grown as a Christian through this. Yeah.
Great stuff there from Mikey B, a real encouragement to many of you, I'm sure. And if you want to keep up with the international work of CMF, or you're interested in getting involved yourself, then head along to our website, that's www.cmf.org.uk/international for anything international related. Some great work going on there, headed up by Dr. Vicky Larvey, Head of International Ministries. Now, just to let you know, we have a special dedicated Junior Doctors Facebook group for CMF members. If you want to join, you need to pop CMF Junior Doctors into your search box on Facebook, and hopefully it'll come up. If not, head over to our Facebook page, that's www.facebook.com/UKCMF, and there's a link to it there. And we're also on Twitter. Not many people were tweeting at the Junior Doctors Conference, but we're hoping to get a few more people who are tweeting on board with what we're doing here at CMF and helping us to spread the message and to help network amongst doctors. Okay, that's all from me now for now. I've been Andrew Horton. Until next time, goodbye.
You've been listening to a podcast from the Christian Medical Fellowship.